United Nations military observer mission in Syria, Major General Robert Mood, has confirmed that more than 90 people have been killed in the town of Hula. It's one of the bloodiest attacks since a ceasefire was declared across Syria last month. General Mood described what the observers had seen.
We can verify that 32 children under the age of 10 and an approximately additional 60 adults were counted as dead. The observers also confirmed from the residential area where they saw the impacts that they could verify the use of small arms, machine gun, artillery and tanks. Such indiscriminate and disproportional use of force is unacceptable and I would also say unforgivable.
The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the International Envoy Kofi Annan have condemned the killings in Hula as a flagrant violation of international law. They demanded the Syrian government immediately cease the use of heavy weapons in populated areas. Health authorities in Chile have begun the evacuation of nearly 500,000 live pigs from the country's biggest processing plant. It follows a dispute with local people who complained about the smell. Gideon Long in Santiago has more.
The pigs are in a plant in the town of Freirina in northern Chile. Locals say the stench is unbearable, and last week they successfully blocked the entrance to the site. Workers couldn't get in for 5 days. Some of the pigs died, and the government has ordered the plant to be shut. The company that owns it is burying the corpses of the dead animals in specially prepared pits. The surviving pigs are being taken to alternative plants while the site is disinfected.
Vatican police have formally charged Pope Benedict's butler in a case concerning the theft of secret documents. The authorities are investigating how Italian newspapers have obtained documents that describe power struggles within the church. David Willey reports.
2 days after being detained by Vatican security, Paolo Gabriele, the Pope's private butler and valet, has been formally charged with unlawful possession of secret documents taken from the papal apartments. A Vatican magistrate will now decide whether there's sufficient evidence to put Mr. Gabriele on trial. If convicted, he could face up to 30 years in jail, as the Vatican Penal Code follows Italian law in imposing heavy penalties for the theft of state papers from a head of state.
At least 5 people have been wounded by 2 grenade attacks in Kenya, close to the border with Somalia. Kenyan police said the explosions were aimed at a hotel used by government workers in the town of Wajir and a school at the Ifo refugee camp. There have been a series of attacks in Kenya since the government sent soldiers into Somalia to combat the Islamist group Al-Shabaab. BBC News. One of the unsuccessful candidates in the first round of Egypt's presidential election has called for a partial recount, saying there were voting irregularities. A spokesman for the leftist Hamdine Sabahi, who came in third according to preliminary results, said an appeal would be filed on Sunday to try to suspend the election runoff. As the results now stand, the second round will be contested by the former Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq and Mohamed Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood candidate. 60 members of parliament in Nigeria, most from a moderate Islamist coalition, have walked out of the inaugural session. They claim the recent election was fixed in favour of the governing FLN and its coalition partner. From Algiers, Chloe Arnold.
49 members of the Green Algeria Alliance and 11 members of smaller parties walked out of parliament's first sitting since an election earlier this month. The election had been billed as an alternative to the unrest that's gripped many parts of the Arab world over the last 18 months. But turnout was low amid lack of interest and a feeling among many Algerians that the election would do little to ease unemployment and housing shortages.
The Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, has officially launched her country's first online tax system. The government hopes it will encourage more people to pay income tax. This year's Eurovision Song Contest is taking place in the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. Among the 26 contenders are 6 Russian grandmothers and the 76-year-old British vocalist Engelbert Humperdinck. On Friday, police detained dozens of anti-government protesters close to the venue in the Azeri capital, Baku. Activists have criticized the human rights record of President Ilham Aliyev. His wife led Azerbaijan's Eurovision Organizing Committee. His daughter is the host for the contest, and his son-in-law is due to sing in the interval. BBC News.
BBC.
BBC?
Go with the BBC.